So somebody asked me this morning about the issue of wearing or perhaps not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we'll discuss that for a little bit. So before we understand tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we just have to go back a step. The Torah tells us, it might sound familiar, V'shamarta es hachuka hazos l'molada miyam en yamima. We read it this morning. So the Pasuk tells us, so that's what the Pasuk says. So it's a machlokes tanaim in the Gemara and Menachos. What is the Pasuk referring to? It just says as a chuka, what chok? So Rav Yossi Haglili says it's referring to tefillin. That is the chok. And what's miyamim yamima? So he makes two drushes. One is yamim velo lelos. You only wear tefillin during the day and not at night. And then the other drasha, miyamima, that certain days you don't wear tefillin even during the day. And when is that? That's Shabbos and Yontif. So that covers everything. We wear tefillin during the day, we don't wear it at night, and we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yontif. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, it's a nice drasha, but that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. When it says, it's a chukah, it doesn't mean tefillin, it means the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb. So, and what's miyamim yamima? Once a year, you bring a Korban Pesach. So that's a nice drasha, but doesn't help us regarding tefillin. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Akiva, what about tefillin at night, and what about tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? So regarding nighttime, so actually it's a discussion in the Gemara, whether Laila is man tefillin, or Laila ain't zman tefillin. It's a discussion in the Gemara whether nighttime is appropriate for tefillin or not. So Rabbi Akiva says, min ha-Torah, Laila zman tefillin. Really, you wear tefillin when they wore tefillin all day, they could wear it all night as well. The mitzvah of tefillin, according to Rabbi Akiva, min ha-Torah applies at night. However, this midrabanan, egzera, shemayisha, most people go to sleep at night, so at nighttime you're tired. And therefore, the concern is you're going to fall asleep with your tefillin on, and you'll be mezalzel in the mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore, even though min ha-Torah, one has a mitzvah to wear tefillin at night, the rabbi said not to, in order not to cause the zilzel, to cause disgrace to tefillin. So the bottom line is, so both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili agree, no tefillin at night. The difference is, at least in theory, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says it's an issur d'oraisa. Perhaps the Gemara discusses even maybe makis, but wearing tefillin at night is definitely a biblical prohibition according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So is there any nafka mina, any practical difference whether, either way, I can't wear tefillin at night. What's the difference if it's an issur d'oraisa, issur d'rabbanan in terms of my own age maybe, but in terms of practicality, I can't wear them. So what's the difference? So perhaps there is a difference. That Rabbeinu Peretz, then he's actually brought down in the post. Kim Rabbeinu Peretz's opinion is that so according to, let's say someone wakes up at 4 in the morning, and I don't mean they're getting up to the bathroom and going back to sleep, they're getting up to learn, basik, and whatever they're going to be doing. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes that since if a person's getting up now, he's starting his day, so the gzera of falling asleep doesn't apply. It's a whole discussion, when do you say lo plug, when do you say the rabbinic decree applies even if the reason doesn't apply, but here Rabbeinu Peretz says it doesn't. So he says that if someone wakes up, Laila is man tefillin, and the gzera doesn't apply. So it actually came up in many circumstances, unfortunately during the Holocaust, that when they couldn't put on tefillin, they tried to smuggle tefillin into the concentration camp. So you put them on during the day, they'll kill you. So they got together at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. They wanted to know, because that's the only time they could put on tefillin. So some of the posts came out and said, based on his Rabbeinu Peretz, that yes, that they could put on the tefillin at night. Because really, min ha-Torah is the time of tefillin. And he had the gzeirah d'rabbanan when applied in this situation. In fact, Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, I think it was 73-74, when we had the oil embargo, and then they changed, so Netzach was like 8:30 in the morning, and people go to work. That wasn't a tenable option. So Rav Moshe goes through the whole thing. He talks about Laila Zman Tefillin, Rabbeinu Peretz, and he even says perhaps, for sure, if you could wait, if you're still wearing them when it gets, you put them on without the bracha, even discusses perhaps if you're going to take them off before it's time. Perhaps even Me'ikar Adin, you could make a bracha. So Me'ikar Adin, we go with Rabbi Akiva. That really, in our Torah, it is this man tefillin, and the nafkamina is when it comes to winter, and you're rushing with your tefillin, so there's a discussion even with the bracha, according to Rav Moshe. That takes care, so nighttime, there's no problem, because in our Torah, you can wear it at nighttime. I don't need a drasha to tell me no. What about Shabbos? Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Shabbos, the Pasuk tells us it's an oath. So we know, in general, Jewish men have an oath, they have a bris milah, and therefore they wear tefillin. So therefore Shabbos is an oath, so therefore you only need two. So therefore, you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. In fact, there's a discussion in some of the posts, and let's say someone's a hemophiliac. The Gemara talks about Meiso Achiv Machmas Mila. The brother dies, the first two kids die, so you can't, Al Pi Halacha, you can't do a bris right away. So there's a discussion, so someone doesn't have a bris mila, should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Well, I said no, but that's a discussion. In fact, maybe that's, there's a famous story in YU with Rav David Lifshitz, the Suvak Arav. It says one time they say someone walked into Shul on Shabbos. They daven in the main base on Medrash, if you know Yeshiva University. And he came and he put on his tefillin. It was Shabbos, he put on his tefillin. So Rav David went over to him. He said, you know, it's Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos, but last night I had an amazing dream. The Malach came down to me and told me I should wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Rav David said, oh, very interesting, very nice. Let me ask you a question. What language did the Malach speak? He said, Yiddish, of course. What else do I have, Malachim? So he said, no, Malachim only speak Hebrew. It wasn't a Malach. Oh, no, okay, I'll take off my tefillin now. So besides the psychological insight how to deal with people, where Rav David got him to take off his tefillin. So either way, so Shabbos is an oath. So therefore, we don't wear on Shabbos. So the question is, what about Yom Tov? So Yom Tov is an oath also, but it's a shaila, what is the oath? So there's Tosfos in different places, and in fact, when I was growing up, the common, and in fact someone told me this morning as well, it's a half-truth, that it used to go around, if you go to work on Chol HaMoed, you wear tefillin. If you don't go to work, you don't wear tefillin. It's half-right in the sense, Tos is right, if there is an Issa Malacha, we'll see, then it'll be true, you don't wear tefillin. But it's not necessarily if you go to work or not, but there is some, so Tos is right. There's an Issa Malacha, and that's why on Yom Tov it's an oath, and therefore we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. So the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? What's the status? Is Chol HaMoed an oath or not? So that's a major discussion in the beginning of Moed Katan. The Mishnah talks about Moed. We know we know what most people think. The focus is on the Chol and not the Moed, but that's the issue here. Is it Chol? Is it Chol or Moed? Because we know the Mishnah talks, many things are us to do on Chol HaMoed, but not the same as Shabbos, and not the same as Yom Tov. The Mishnah goes through different exceptions, Dover or Aved, something by agriculture, you're going to lose out. So the question is the Issa Malacha, so some Rishonim say, clearly from all the exceptions to the rule, kind of like the discussion on Yom Kippur, on the Shari Nuyin, whether it's Deraisa or Drabanan. So some Rishonim say, from the fact we have all these exceptions, shows it's only us the Rabbanan. And other Rishonim say, no, it's a special din, even though certain things are mutter on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov, but a special halacha that the Torah gave over to Chazal, they define what the Issa Malacha is on Chol HaMoed. But it's still an Issa Deraisa, whatever they got to define what is the Issa Malacha. So it's a major machlokas Rishonim on Chol HaMoed. Is there an Issa Malach? Is that an Issa Daraisa to buy whatever is prohibited on Chol HaMoed? Or it's only an Issa Drabanan? So that was a major discussion in the Rishonim. And in fact, it comes out in Machlokes, the Rush versus the Rashba, among others. But the Rush, who was the Minig Ashkenaz, his Rebbe was the Maharam in Nuremberg. And the reason why the Rush had to flee, because they put the Maharam Nuremberg in jail. So he ran to his friend, the Rashba, who I think was in Barcelona, and he got him a job in Toledo. That's why the Rush knew all. They say when the Rush first got to Toledo, they were doing these crazy minhagim we never heard of, because he was Ashkenaz and he went to a place. So Rush knows all the minhagim, the Ashkenaz and the Sephard. So the Rush paskin that it's only an Issa Drabanan to do Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So that means there's no oath. If it's minat Torah, you could do malacha. So therefore, he says you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Rashba says no. It's an issa daraisa, and therefore he says not so. Which so this comes out. This machlokas Rash and Rashba is a machlokas machaber Ramah. Right before the machaber, the base interesting base Yosef. The base Yosef says originally everyone wore tefillin, and that's basically like the Rashi points out in Sukkah that the Anshei Yushalayim used to walk around with lulavim in their hands and tefillin. So obviously it wasn't on Yontif. So Rashi writes, "Are you a fun of mitzvahs harbe?" So it's clear from that Gemara that they used to wear tefillin. So what happened? The base Yosef says apparently they found a Zohar that was buried somewhere around they didn't know about, and the Zohar has very strong words for those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and therefore. I guess it's interesting. One day they wore, I'm not sure the next day they stopped wearing. However, it worked historically speaking. But the bottom line, and even though originally everyone wore, but then the minig svar developed not to wear. And in fact, the machaber, Rav Yosef Karo, the same person as the base Yosef, he doesn't even quote that. He just basically says, usher to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Ramah says, what are you talking about? It's a milsa de pshita. Why wouldn't you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? You have a mitzvah deraisa of tefillin. There's no issa malach. Like, why not? So therefore, the Ramah says you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed and pashtis with the bracha. So if you're real yucky, you make it with the bracha. The Taz comes along and says he's a little nervous since it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, Rush and Rashba. You know what? Okay, definitely wear tefillin, but don't make a bracha. And therefore, you cover yourself. You don't really cover yourself. If you hold it tussed to wear, you're still wearing. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can cover yourself. The Mishnah Berurah gives an eitzah. He says, you know what you should do? I don't know if he says, come to shul early, before, but he says, you know what we do? You make it tonight. When you put on your tefillin, you say, if the halach is like the Rush, like the Ramah, I'm putting on this tefillin, l'shem mitzvah's tefillin. But if it's not, you're allowed to put on your tefillin to try it on for size, to make sure everything fits. So he says, do it like that, and therefore you're not machavim l'shem mitzvah. There's no baal tosef. That's what the Mishnah Berurah gives a tanai for those who want to cover themselves. So really it should be simple. If you're Ashkenaz, you should wear tefillin with or without a bracha, and if you're Sephardi, not. Yet this morning I noticed many people are Ashkenaz were not wearing tefillin. I think there's only like three of us, me included, who were wearing tefillin this morning. So how come it seems to be polchus v'holach every year? Every year there would be less people wearing tefillin. So that's for another reason. Historically, in Eretz Yisrael, because number one, the Hasidim, they have the Zohar, so the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Gra writes about the Ramah, ain't no ikar b'shas, there's no good sources. He doesn't like the Ramah. He thinks you shouldn't wear tefillin either. And the Salavashiks as well, they don't go for tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you have a strong. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have a strong minhag. When I went to Eretz Yisrael 20 years ago, so I remember putting on tefillin maybe privately in your room. But in the minhag, no one in Eretz Yisrael puts on, no one that I know of, maybe there are a couple of shuls. I think all of them, you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed publicly if you're going to do it, because when the Hasidim and the Gronics get together, watch out, they're very powerful, and therefore they usually win out. And that's the same issue Hallel Pesach, also similar in terms of, even though it was a straight Machlokas Machaber Ramah, but many Ashkenazim don't say Hallel Pesach. So therefore, that's what developed. So in fact, the Ramah says, when you put on your tefillin, you should do it belachash, like do it quietly. Like, what do you mean? If it's a bracha levatola, it's a bracha levatola. Like, what do you mean, do it quietly? So some explain, if you understand how the minig was in some shuls, we know the Shliach Tzibah, we usually start from brachas. But really, the old minig was in different shuls, everything. They used to make publicly the bracha and tefillin as well. So the Ramah is saying, you might have some chassidim in the back, so therefore don't start up. No machlokas on Chol HaMoed, no machlokas ever, but not on Chol HaMoed, and therefore do it belachash. And just to conclude, there's an interesting minig in Satmar that I heard, that in Satmar, they make a difference if you're single or if you're married. That if you're married in Satmar, you don't wear a tefillin. If you're single, you do. Like, what's the pshat? I wouldn't even single married. So the pshat is because really, our pi kabbalah, it's based on the Zohar, that we're not wearing tefillin. But based on the straight halacha, many assume, like the Ramadi, you do. So therefore, when before you're married, you can't learn Kabbalah, you can't learn Zohar. So you go with the straight shot of the of wearing tefillin. And when you get married, you can go out. So that's the machokas machaber Ramah. That's why most, even if you're Ashkenaz, because of the Gra, the Salavachiks, and the Hasidim, therefore, many don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Chanan, Jim, and Akash, Omer, Retzach, and Ishbarach, and Vazakas, and Israel. Wafiqa, Kerber, and Torah, Mizra, Zaman, I Chabet, Suman, Sitol, Yaldiel, Torah, Rabbi, Yadir. Yashmei Rabbah. Yamad, Yirmach, Hussein, Yamid, Hussein. Karim. Amen. Yahishmei Rabbah, Barach, Yalamu, Meyomaya. Yisbarach, Yamad.